In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word and understand and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Friday, June the 14th, 2024. For our scripture readings today, we have sections from Acts and the Gospel of John again. For the lives of the saints, we have the glorification of Saint John of Kronstadt and a section on the prophet Elisha. Elisha, not Elijah. All right. I think today's going to be a short day. We're going to start with Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. And it happened, while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. On to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." That is our scripture reading for today. On to the first section here, extremely short. The glorification of Saint John of Kronstadt. Saint John of Kronstadt was glorified by the Russian Orthodox Church in 1990. He is also commemorated on December the 20th. I've heard of this name. I've seen the pictures of him. John Maximovich the Wonder Worker. A different one? Yeah, That's San Francisco. Let's see. Yeah, John of Kronstadt. It's from, he was born Ivan in 1829. From 1855, he served as a priest in St. Andrew's Cathedral in Kronstadt. He committed himself to charity, etc., etc. Ah, and then he was glorified by Rocor in 1964, but it took the ROC until 1990 to glorify him. Interesting. I wonder if, let's see. Do they talk about his death? It says feast days are December 20th and October 19th. So this is just the glorification of him. Meaning, I'm guessing, sainthood. Okay, and he died in 1908. Where he was fell asleep in the Lord, 1908. Yeah, it doesn't really have much history on the Orthodox wiki here. Has some quotations, a hymn, a few hymns. Oh, here we go. He was a member of the right extremist movement, but did not commit himself politically. Interesting. So perhaps maybe that's why he was glorified by Rocor much earlier than the ROC. Like I said, Rocor was created as a reaction against the Soviet influence in the church in Russia. So maybe, it really doesn't say much. All right, anyway, I'm sort of stretching out his life here a bit, but I guess we will have more reading on December and October. So December 20th and October 19th. Next we have Prophet Elisha, which is much longer, but not really that long. It's a medium length. The holy prophet Elisha lived in the 9th century before the birth of Christ and was a native of the village of Abel Maom near Jordan. By the command of the Lord, he was called to prophetic service by the holy prophet Elias, July the 20th. When it became time for the prophet Elias to be taken up to heaven, he said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha boldly asked for a double portion of the grace of God. "Let there be a double portion of your spirit upon me." The prophet Elias said, "You have asked a hard thing. If you see me when I am taken from you, then so it shall be for you. But if you do not see me, it will not be so." And that is from Kings, chapter, or I guess 2 Kings or 4 Kings, depending on the version, chapter 2, verse 10. As they went along the way talking, there appeared a fiery chariot and horses and separated them both. Elisha cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." Picking up the mantle of his teacher, which fell from the sky, Elisha received the power and prophetic gifts of Elias. He spent more than 65 years in prophetic service under 6 Israelite kings, from Ahab to Joash. While Elisha lived, he did not tremble before any prince, and no word could overcome him. The holy prophet worked numerous miracles. He divided the waters of the Jordan, having struck it with the mantle of the prophet Elias. He made the waters of a Jericho spring fit for drinking. He saved the armies of the kings of Israel and Judah that stood in an arid wilderness by bringing forth abundant water by his prayer. He delivered a poor widow from death by starvation through a miraculous increase of oil in a vessel. The Shunammite woman, showing hospitality to the prophet, was gladdened by the birth of a son through his prayer. And when the child died, he was raised back to life by the prophet. The Syrian military commander, Naaman, was healed from leprosy, but the prophet's servant, Gehazi, was afflicted since he disobeyed the prophet and took money from Naaman. Elisha predicted the Israelite king, Joash, the victory over his enemies, and by the power of his prayer, he worked many other miracles. The holy prophet Elisha died in old age in Samaria. In his life, he worked miracles, and at death, his works were marvelous. A year after his death, a corpse was thrown into the prophet's grave. As soon as the dead man touched Elisha's bones, he came to life and stood up. The prophet Elisha and his teacher, the prophet Elias, left no books behind them, since the prophetic preaching was oral. Jesus, son of Sirach, praised both great prophets. John of Damascus composed a canon in honor of the prophet Elisha, and at Constantinople a church was built in his honor. Julian the Apostate, 361-363, gave orders to burn the relics of the prophet Elisha. Abdiah, Obadiah, and John the Forerunner, but the holy relics were preserved by believers, and part of them were transferred to Alexandria. In the 20th century, the humble priest Nicolas Planas had a great veneration for the prophet Elisha, and was accounted worthy to see him in visions. That's it. That'll be our reading for today. And until next time, all glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.